Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the first day of Iyar, second day Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shvi is a new Masechta, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Aleph. What is Shvi? Shvi is literally means it's the seventh. It's a short way of saying Hashana HaShviis, the seventh year, which is the year of Shemitah. The year of Shemitah has in it three topics that will be discussed in this Masechta: Shvisas HaKarka, how the land has to rest, the Shvi Kedusha of the fruits of Shemitah, and Shemitah's Ksofim, talking about how loans have to be put to rest, or loans get banished, get cancelled in various circumstances. With regard to Shvisas Karka, with regard to stopping working on the land, the Torah explicitly mentions four types of work: sowing, zriya, zmira, pruning, ketzira, harvesting the produce, and bitzira, harvesting the grapes. And we know from here that min haTorah, the only things that are prohibited min haTorah on Shemitah are these four avodos: zriya, ketzira, zmira, and bitzira. Sowing, harvesting with the in the field, pruning, and harvesting in the trees. Some say that harisha, plowing, is also min haTorah, because there's another pasuk that talks about Bechorish v'kosat ishbos. What about other forms of work on the ground? Anything that is, any type of work that is there to improve the ground or improve the tree, are also as well, but not min haTorah midrabanan. What we're going to learn about is an interesting halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, that the prohibition of working the ground doesn't just start at Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, the first of Tishrei, of the year of Shemitah, but rather it applies 30 days before the Rosh Hashanah event sets in. And this period is called Tosfos Shviis. It's called the additional time that's added to the prohibitions of Shemitah. However, this Tosfos Shviis only applied to the times where the Beis HaMikdash was up, min haTorah. I mean, as far as Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is concerned. However, even after the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim expanded this Isur of Tosfos Shviis, as it's called, the additional part of the year to Shemitah, and they made two different periods, which they instituted to be also. One is from Shemitah onwards, from Shavuos onwards, from the Yom Tov of Shavuos, from the sixth day of Sivan onwards, in a fruit field, in a field of trees, which we call Sedeilon. So then, any time you're in a Sedeilon, you cannot work the ground, Midrabon, at least they said, from the first day of Shavuos. From the day of Pesach and onwards, that's even earlier, they prohibited doing work, any of the Vodah Karka, in a grain field, in a field of wheat or barley, etc. That's what our Mishnah is telling us here. There's a Braisa, however, where Rabban Gamliel is based in, actually were matter these. So they said, no, they made a takana. They said you can work the ground until Rosh Hashanah as well. And that's why indeed the Rambam paskens that nowadays when there's no Beis HaMikdash, one is permitted to work the ground until the actual day of Rosh Hashanah, Kiddin of the Torah. Let's have a look at the first Mishnah in the first parak of Shavuos. Till when is one allowed to plough in a field with our trees on the year of Erev Shemitah? As we said before in introduction, there's a din of Tosfos Shviis, an additional period of time that needs to be taken into account also to work even before Shemitah count, before Shemitah starts in earnest on the first of Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of Tishrei. But what? How far back does it start? Till when can you plough the ground on this before the time of Tosfos Shviis sets in? Beishamai Yemrin, Beishamai say, Kol Zman Shu Yafel Pri. As long as it's good for the tree, for the fruit, where the ploughing is going to help the fruit of the sixth year, right, then you're not doing it for the Shemitah, you're only doing it for now, that's fine. You're doing it for the fruits that are in this year, in the sixth year, and that's okay. They say you can plow and sow and prune right up to Shavuos, up to Shavuos. Because until that time, if you plow it and you do work, it's considered work for the sixth year. But from Shavuos and onwards, it gives people the impression that you're preparing for Shemitah, that you can't do. Once the Yom Tov Shavuos is restarted, even though Shavuos is only 6th of Sivan, nearly 3 months before Rosh Hashanah, doesn't matter, or more than 4 months. One is not allowed to do it. Why can't one do it? Because it looks like you're fixing the ground for Shavuos, for the Shemitah year. Says the Mishnah, although Beis Shammai gave it one time period, and that is, as long as it's good for the fruits of this year, you can still plow and do work, and Beis Hillel saying a different measure, it's actually very similar. These two times, or Krovin Divrei Eilu L'Yeskei Divrei Eilu, these two times are very close to each other. There's a machlokes as to whether Beis Shammai's time is more machmir, or actually more lenient, sort of opinion, but either way, it's very close to it. Mishnah Beis. Ezeo Steilon. Now we said a field of trees, a tree field, we said you're allowed to plow until Shavuos, but what defines a steilon? What's the dimensions? What is it? Kol shlosh ilon is levesa. Answers the Mishnah, any field where you have three trees planted over an area of what's called a besa, which is an area of 50 cubits by 50 cubits, that's 2,500 square amas. If you're in that area, and if you have a field that size, it's a field, by the way, where you can plant or you can sow a sa'ah of grain. That's why we call it a base sa'ah, because you sow a sa'ah is a certain amount of, it's a large amount of grain. That area, if you have any three trees in that a field that has three trees in that area, imru'uyin lasos kika devela shal shishim mona baitalki, if they are fit, these trees are big enough to make to yield dates, or to yield figs, which will be pressed into cake, into loaves or cakes of these pressed figs, weighing 60 mona by the Italian measure of 60 mona. And what is a mona? A mona is 100 dinar. Then we say, Choshim called Besa Bishulon. One is allowed to plow the whole Besa, that whole field, for that area, for those three trees, until Shemitah. And until the Shavuos before the Shemitah, until the 6th of Sivan. Because plowing in that area will be only considered as helping the trees. It's, after all, called a Steilon, and that's called a Steilon. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim between the Meforshim, between the Rabbeinu Shimshon and Rambam, as to whether the three trees individually, each of them have to be able to yield a yield of figs, that each one of those trees will have an amount of figs that will equal 60 mona at least in the Italian measure, Italian mona. Or, that's our Rabbeinu Shimshon learns, like the Rambam who learns that as long as each one of those trees can make a third, in other words, 20 mana of fruit, if it'll produce that much, then that's good enough. That's good enough to be called a steho ilon. And if it's a steho ilon, you get the ability to keep on ploughing and doing work in the ground until Shavuos. Continues the Mishnah, Pachos Mikan. What happens if it's any less than that? Let's say these trees can't produce this quantity of 60 mana, either according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, each one of them can't produce, or according to Rambam, altogether they can't produce. Ein choshen lan. Then don't plow that base off of them. But Elam Meloi Ha'oira V'Salichut Salah. You can plow an area of Meloi Ha'oira. Oira is the harvester. Enough area where the harvester can stand and his basket outside of him or next to him. In other words, you can plow underneath the tree and everywhere from the tree out to where a person would stand with his basket when he'd be collecting the figs around each tree. That's how far, or whatever the tree it happens to be, that's the area. And if that's the case, all the rest of the ground will have a din like Sde Tavua, will have a din like a grain field, which we learn later on can only be ploughed until Pesach, 7 weeks earlier. So you get an earlier cut-off point if it's a grain field or wheat field, Sde Tavua.